I want to ask you this morning, what gives you strength when you run into resistance? What gives you strength when you run into resistance? We all face resistance in our jobs, in our families, in parenting, in school, in band or choir or football or basketball, with our friends. I mean, we could go on and on and on, couldn't we? Where we run into resistance in our lives. With the economy the way it has been, many of us are probably having financial issues and resistance in that way. So how do you respond to an opposing force? How do you respond to an opposing force? If we take a look at our scripture for today, we learn that Jehoshaphat understood resistance. First of all, just to have a name like that. Well, the first two verses of 2 Chronicles 20 go like this. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, and with them some of the Munites, a lot of ites around, came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea. Already they are at that town. Tamar. And I'm not embarrassed about not knowing how to pronounce that. Now, just to catch you up on Old Testament history, Jehoshaphat was one of the kings of Judah. And by this time, there were two kingdoms of the Hebrew people, the northern Israel kingdom and the southern Judah kingdom. And just so you know, the Israel of today has nothing to do with the biblical Israel and Judah. All right? That country, it was created by all of us powerful countries a few years ago. So know that the northern country was Israel and the southern country was Judah. Both were Hebrew people. Jehoshaphat was a godly king. Verse 17:3 tells us that the Lord was with Jehoshaphat. So what is a godly king of Judah going to do with this multitude of countries coming against him? All right, I'm going to take another step here with you. Today we're going to discuss something very important. That is the life priority of worship. The life priority of worship. Worship, along with prayer, is the first priority in everything that we do. Hopefully you still have 2 Chronicles 20 available to you. And in Chronicles, there's a long list of kings of Israel and Judah and the evaluation of their leadership. There were good kings and not so good kings. The one we're talking about today is Jehoshaphat, and he was a great leader. You see, a great leader is contagious, and their leadership brings people back to God. Jehoshaphat was bringing people back to God. He was cleaning up the economy. He was straightening out the judicial system. Everything was on track. If you look at chapter 19, everything was going well, just wonderful for this country. And chapter 20 begins after this. Now, you can almost guarantee in Scripture, if a chapter begins with after this, you know that there's going to be a turn in the plot. All right? So, after this, chapter 20 begins. It's almost like the writer is saying, just when things were going good, the Moabites and Ammonites and everyone else is coming against Jehoshaphat for battle. Doesn't that figure? How many times in our life does things seem to be going just right? And after this, or after that. It suddenly happens. You feel like you've taken two steps forward, and what's the old saying? Three steps back. Isn't that frustrating? Well, let's look again at Chronicles. Verse 3 says, Jehoshaphat was afraid. Jehoshaphat was afraid. Now, there's nothing wrong with admitting your fear. Nothing wrong whatsoever. It's what we do with our fear. That's where sometimes we make good and sometimes we make not so good decisions. Well, Jehoshaphat was afraid. He set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, if you're not familiar with the fast, there's several different levels. One, you can fast from everything for a period of time. Some people fast from everything but water from a period of time, or some people just fast from food for a period of time. It's a spiritual journey, things to help you focus on your life and your relationship with God.